glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
God's divine nature is shared with us through the written word. Our Heavenly Father has provided and preserved His inspired word so that we can have all the information needed for our faith and hope. By searching the word and meditating upon it, we discover God's nature. Today, in our study, we'll take a look at some of what the Bible says about the God we believe in.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watched the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace. God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in His face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image of God. For I was made in the image, the
The very first thought that comes to my mind when I consider what the Bible reveals about God's nature is that God is love. It is the Apostle John who writes in detail about the love that comes from God, the love that is expressed through the gift of Jesus Christ, the love that comes to us first so that we can, in return, love God. The Apostle tells us that it is God's love that is lavished upon us, so that we might be called the children of God. In his first letter, John gives us every reason to be people who love, because God has already loved us. God's love for us and our love for God, for our brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, are presented through the inspired words of this apostle who is called the one whom Jesus loved. John writes plainly and declares boldly that God is love, 1 John 4:16. I think it's because John shares so much about God's love and teaches us who are God's children to be people who love. That is why I think the first thought that I have of God's divine nature is what John said, God is love. I hope and pray that everyone who hears this message will understand how great a love comes from the God of love. By knowing God's selfless nature, founded upon His unconditional love, the message of the gospel is so appealing and it is so powerful. Out of God's love for us, He gave His Son up. He gave Him up to be the sacrifice for our sins that we can choose to live eternally in heaven. I hope you have made that choice. Another description of God is this: God is light. This also happens to come from the pen of the Apostle John, found in that first letter, chapter 1 and verse 8. And what is meant by God is light is that there is no sin, nothing false, no deceit, no evil or wickedness of any kind whatsoever. God is completely and totally good. Light represents all that is good, all that is true and holy. And the opposite of that would be the darkness, which represents evil of every sort. Did you know that there are some things that God cannot do? I know, you think that is impossible because the God of the Bible is omnipotent. Jesus said of God, all things are possible with God. And Jesus said that in reference to the salvation of men's souls. And true it is that nothing is impossible with God to provide the salvation for anyone and everyone through Jesus Christ. But there are things that God cannot do. God cannot lie. Listen to the word that God spoke through the prophet Balaam. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? And then the writer of Hebrews makes this testimony for us. It is impossible for God to lie. And that secures the fact that if God makes a promise, He keeps it. His word will never fail. For each listener, I would pray that you have found this to be true of God, the one who has secured an everlasting hope in our hearts. God has not only made provisions for our salvation, He has promised all who come in faith to Jesus that eternal life rather than perishing because of our sins. In the Apostle John's Gospel, he gives in its account the record of this scene where Jesus is speaking to a woman at Jacob's well. The conversation leads to the woman asking Jesus about how it's true, which is true, and how to worship God. And Jesus said, among other things, to the lady that God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so God is spirit. The divine nature is not part of the earth. When Jesus came from heaven to earth through the virgin birth, that word that was with God in the beginning became flesh. Jesus left the state of divine glory to become a man to suffer for us. But God's nature is that of spirit. The Apostle Paul taught the Greek philosophers of his day in Athens that God is nothing at all like the idols that you have made, idols of things of this earth. God does not live in the temples that are made by men, nor does God depend upon man as if he needed anything. God is the divine spirit, that made the world and all that is in it, he says. God longs for the spirit of man to come before him. The calling of the gospel of Jesus Christ is an invitation that is made to clean us up and to make us holy so that we might be in God's presence. If you have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus, then God's love cannot fully bring all of the blessings that the Heavenly Father has prepared for you. If sin remains, then it separates us from God because He is true and He is holy. Jesus came. He lived without sin. He died upon the cross for our sins. He was buried, and on the third day He arose from the grave, and He conquered death. He destroyed it and its hold upon the souls of mankind. By our faith in Jesus and our obedience to His commands, we receive the blessings of His grace, the grace that brings salvation into our hearts because God loves us. Come to Jesus, the light of the world, and walk in the light, worshiping God in the Spirit.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.